Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
Yes, we are here for another instalment of our wonderful Friday Live segment. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery. And today we're lucky enough to be joined by Max and Sam from A Slow Rage.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
It's very good to have you guys.
Yeah.
Now, a duo. I think this is actually the first duo I've ever had, or I've personally done on Friday Live.
Oh, that's great. That is an honor for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always a single or maybe eight people, but never a duo. So that's a unique combo for me.
Yeah. And it's easy for you guys as well. It's minimal setup.
Yeah, well, you've got quite the setup here. You've got like I've never seen this as well, like a bass amp and a guitar amp connected together. So there's a lot of science happening here.
I'll tell you, it was such a challenge to get this working in a way that sounded good. Like earlier this year, we were having like crazy technical difficulties with my pedal board,
right?
Which in a two-piece is really bad because like, you know, aside from the drums, like all of the guitar and bass relies on this one board, you know.
Yeah,
so
course.
It was like nerve-wracking.
What kind of board are you sporting?
We got a Boss GT100.
Wow. And could you tell us a little bit about the Boss GT100? Like is it like the top of the line kind of board?
We were talking about this today. Johnny Marr uses it.
Okay.
From the Smiths. So That tells you something, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've always been more comfortable with digital boards, you know, because with analog, it's like you got so many pedals to worry about. And it's like if a patch cable messes up, it's like the whole board is gone, you know. So I kind of want to avoid that and just have everything on one like concrete slab, you know, and
totally.
I can just like edit it.
Super easily,
you know.
Now, so this project Slow Rage originally started as a solo thing that you were doing, you were saying, and eventually you got Sam aboard to do the drums.
Yeah.
Could you tell us how it's evolved from your solo kind of days to when Sam came along?
So us becoming a two piece was kind of an accident, cause we signed up for Rockquest in, 2019. And we didn't really think much of it. And then a week out from the show, we were like, oh, we don't have a bassist. We don't have a guitarist. We don't have anything. We just have us. And then it was like, oh, well, it's too late now. We might as well just wing it.
Yeah.
it's just kind of gone that way.
Great.
Since then.
Yeah.
This is the second time Slow Rage has been on, like performing on BFM, actually. The first time I was 15, and that was when it was a solo project.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And was that, I'm guessing, a fancy new band?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's been 11 years.
Yeah.
11 years. Oh, wait. Sorry. How old are you? 2015.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You were 15. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It was, 2019.
Oh, 2019.
Yeah. Kind of like a couple months before Sam joined.
Yes. Okay, there we go. I got my maths right. Now, the end of last year, released an album.
We did.
The debut album.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I mean, debut studio album.
Studio,
I
guess.
Everything before that we just did ourselves on Ableton with, you know, what little stuff we had. We'd like to call this our debut because it's like, you know, we got a lot of people working on it, and it's the first time we've had like proper music videos as well. So
yeah, that must be really cool.
It's awesome.
Having that all and working and going to a proper studio instead of the bedroom before.
Yeah. It was my bedroom. It was really cool to release it. But I think, you know, in the months leading up to the album coming out, it was so difficult to just like sit on everything, like the music videos and all the promo and stuff. We just couldn't put it out. And the album drive folder must be like how many gigabytes now? It's massive. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
But it was just such a relief to just have it out.
Yeah.
Finally.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Well, now speaking of maybe some of the songs you're going to play tonight are off that album, we're going to jump into some music, and you got a few songs to play for us.
We do. This song is called Bones. Okay. Bones.
be different. Stealing objectives from your song. And if you see me on the floor, just know I'm healing. That's the way I'm healing now. I got this fever I can't shake. The remedy I just can't say. If I repeat all my mistakes, so I'm healing. That's the way I'm healing now. And what I found is it comes back around. I know the truth now. And what I found is it comes back around. Spend my days watching paint dry as I lament over lost time. If you can see through these old lies, just know I'm healing. That's the way I'm healing now. Without this fever I can't shake. The remedy I just can't take. If I repeat all my mistakes, so I'm healing. That's the way I'm healing now. And what I found is it comes back around. I know the truth now. And what I found is it comes back around. Some would say we'll only last as long as you forget the past. See this life begin again. It's always coming to an end. Although these bones do weigh me down, attention isn't drawn to sound. A silent death, my light asleep. I will not cry, I'm meant to be. It comes back around. I know the truth now. And what I found is it comes back around. And what I found is it comes back around. I know the truth now. And what I found is it comes back around. Thank you.
All right. This next song is actually two songs. And the first one is like 50 seconds long. So we're counting it as one song. I don't know if that's like cheating or not, but I'm pretty sure it's okay. So this first one is called 200 Micrograms. And the song after it is called Vertigo. And they go like this.
I'm fighting off the shame. Nothing's gonna feel the same. Only so much you can do. Recovery begins with you. Making peace with all the things you're never gonna change. Oh, I love my body. Oh, I love my body. My body, oh, I love my body.
One, two, three, four.
Silence, I gotta bend. It seems that nothing I say can fix a heart that is swayed. But don't believe what I spoke. It started out as a joke. I thought I'd keep it inside, but now I wake up and find it's been on me all this time. Don't remind me that it's a lie. It's been on me for so long. If I waited out, would it be so wrong? And I hate to to say it, but it's none of your business. I never meant to let you down. Yeah, when I feel pain, it's none of your business. Ain't no saving face. The eyes I gotta replace with tinted windows and locks. So fragile, but I won't stop. I'll tell myself I can change. I'll strip myself of my shame. So why should see what I'm worth? Or else it's all empty words. It's been on me all this time. Don't remind me that it's all a lie. It's been on me for so long. If I waited out, would it be so wrong? And I hate to say it, but it's none of your business. I never meant to let you down. That when I feel pain, it's none of your business. That when I feel the same, it's never a weakness. It's never gonna pull me down. That when I feel pain, it's none of your business. I hate to say it, but it's none of your business. I never meant to let you down. Yeah, when I feel pain, it's none of your business. Yeah, when I feel the same, it's never a weakness. Never gonna pull me down. Yeah, when I feel pain, it's none of your business. Thank you.
Okay, we got one more song. I do just quickly want to shout out this band called Mask Femme, who were on earlier today during the morning show. They're so good, and they do not have music on streaming. So you know what you got to do. You got to get the tickets and go to the show. It's the only way. But yeah, Mask Femme, very good. This song is called Drain.
Bet you know I'm so ashamed, carrying the weight. And now there's nothing I can change, so I store you away in the corner of my mind. I drain myself of my sight. I'm bleeding out of my thought I could make this work, but now it's you that I'm cursing out. On my side, I'm bleeding out of my eyes. I thought I could make this work, but now it's you that I'm cursing out. We'll be right back. crave a feeling that I never had. As I lay dreaming, face down in my bed, and I crave the feeling that I never had. As I lay dreaming, face down in my bed. Thank you. Yay. Thank you very much.
Holy heck. Ladies and gentlemen, Slow Rage.
Thank you. Applause track. Yes.
You're welcome. I've also got one of these.
I don't know if I'm funny enough for that one.
We'll see. So you guys got a tour coming up really soon, starting next week.
We do. We're very excited about that because we've been talking about going on tour since we started this band, really. So it's great that it's, you know, it's real now. It's not just an idea.
Yeah.
You know, the venues have been booked. There's no going back. but yeah, we're playing Wellington at Valhalla with, Jack Bromwich. Solo performance from Jack Bromwich. And then we're playing in Tauranga at Blackbird Records with Everything's Fucked. We can say the F word?
Yeah.
Okay, good. and then we're playing back home at the Whammy Bar with Back to the Hillside. And it's a co-headliner tour with our good friends, Park Flyers, as well.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited.
Oh, my God. The deposits are down. The venues are booked.
Uh-huh. Whatever happens from now, it's on us fully, you know?
Liability is on you guys.
Uh-huh.
oh, wow. Awesome. Okay, well... So you guys will do the tour, but when you get back from tour, is there a little rest happening or are you getting straight back into it?
Slow Rage never rests.
Slow Rage never
rests. No, we might take a little time. You know, we'll still be doing stuff, like we'll still be making reels. But
content creators.
Yeah. But something special about this year is that it's gonna be the 5-year anniversary of an album we put out called Lowdown. So we might have something planned for that.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I guess follow these guys on do you got TikTok as well?
Yeah. We need to be posting more though. The last time we posted was like a month ago. It's really bad. It's got to be a daily thing apparently for it to work. So.
Yeah. That's what the algorithm needs. At least something every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could... we didn't even film this. Whoops.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
Whatever.
Well, it'll be on the B-casts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for coming on, and good luck for the tour.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Slow Rage.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.